Hey, Fanny.
Hey, Brian.
How is it going?
It's not bad.
All right. So we're asking each other questions about our countries.
Yes.
And last question that I asked was, when was a good time to visit?
Right.
But I have another question for you, if you don't mind.
Sure. Go ahead.
So as you might have noticed, I'm not Chinese.
Right.
And I don't speak any Chinese.
Okay.
Is it going to be hard for someone who only speaks English to travel in your country?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I mean, if you go to China and now if you cannot speak Chinese, of course it will be a little bit difficult for you. But because, you know, there will be the 2008 Olympic Games.
Oh, that's
you
right.
Know, in Beijing, right? In 2008. So there are a lot of Chinese people who can speak English right there. So I think they can help you.
See, I don't know if I'd be going during the Olympic Games because, like, maybe it's really crowded and really kind of busy. I'm thinking maybe to go in maybe before that, when it'd be like a bit quieter.
Sorry, I think maybe I made you confused. I mean, because people are getting ready for the Olympic Games, so people just, you know, learn English and to communicate with foreigners and to help them and to guide them. So, I mean, what I meant is that you can find a lot of people who can speak English there.
Oh, so because of the games, many
because
people are learning
games,
English. But
yeah.
I could still, even if I didn't go during that time,
right,
English people
right,
are still
exactly.
around.
Exactly, yeah. If you go to the shops, most of the people there, they can speak English, Japanese, or Korean.
Oh, really? Eh?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
very talented people in your country.
Yeah, we can say that.